and welcome to Chats with Owen. Today we are talking to a personal friend of mine and owner of Market Cloud, Patrick O'Gorman. Pat, how are you?
Very good, Owen. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. So we'll be talking a bit about your business, Market Cloud, today. Just give us the backstory. Why did you create Market Cloud and what's it about?
Yeah, absolutely. So back in January of this year, as part of a Startup Lab Enterprise program in Watford IT, I founded Market Cloud, which is a social media and lead generation agency that I run using social media platforms such as Facebook and LinkedIn. So I suppose my service in a nutshell is about marketing the different products or services on my clients. And in addition to that, I offer a lead generation service where I can advertise job vacancies online for my clients. And in return, I can pick the target area that I'd like to promote the job, and then assess candidate CVs, and then decide whether or not that I'll forward them on to my client. It's a very basic business concept, I suppose, but that's how I started off.
Give us a bit of background to it at the minute. So what are you up to at the minute?
Yeah, at the minute now, I suppose, business is kind of going through a stage where it's just I'm maintaining the customers that I have at the moment. Obviously, college just has to take priority, and in my final year, as you mentioned. And yeah, it's about providing the best services possible to my current clients and hoping to expand in the future when life becomes a little bit more quieter.
How exactly does all of this work? So say, right, I want an ad pushed out there. What do you do for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing I do is kind of establish what you hope to achieve in an ad. And I'd also have a look at your current, we'll say, aesthetics and your designs on your social media platforms. And we try and either replicate something similar to that, or if it's a case with some people, it'd be a case of improving it. But then in that case, then if you were looking for an ad, we'll say, to boost your podcast listeners, that would be an objective that I could program into Facebook. And it'd be a case of whether it be of showing, we'll say, an audio clip of a funny scene from one of your latest episodes that was almost attract listeners. And then in return, when I'm setting the demographics of the ad, I can target a particular area. I can target the interests of the people that you hope to reach. And yeah, and in that case, then we'd run the ad and I sit down and agree with you on the time lapse of how long we'd run the ad for. So whether it be a month or 3 months. And then hopefully over that period of time, through my kind of keeping an eye on how the ad is progressing, that those objectives will be achieved.
And then in terms of challenges, have you faced many challenges since starting up Market Cloud?
I have, yes. I suppose the key challenges, like I said, were getting clients and stuff, but it is tricky kind of managing the intricate aspects of a business, I suppose, such as your accounts, your finances and stuff. While I do have an interest in entrepreneurship, there's always, everyone finds that there's one or two aspects of business that you don't like, and they're the kind of areas that usually bring up the most challenges. But perhaps I suppose the biggest challenge is when you get your customer base, trying to expand on it.
And where do you see Market Cloud going? Do you think it's going to expand and it's going to be our job in the future? Or do you think it's just kind of like it's a thing for college while you're doing it and then you're going to leave it after that?
As of right now, I suppose it's a very basic business concept. So if it was to continue in the future, I would need to hone my skills in digital business big time and offer something that's not as replicable. So yeah, like it's a case of that I do have a kind of a juncture coming up that would I go towards employment or would I continue in this venture? But I am considering kind of doing a master's in digital business to kind of hone my skills in this area a bit more to be able to have the option of expanding Market Cloud. But while I'd love to run my own enterprise, it is very challenging. And like I said, I would need to evolve it from what it is today.
But just talk to me there for a second about the ownership of your own company. Like, how does that feel?
Yeah, it feels good, you know, and sometimes I do forget that, but it is I do treat it very much like a job and not try and bring airs and graces into it, I suppose, our status. So at the end of the day, I do have a service to deliver clients. While it's nice being in charge of my own business, and that's very liberating, it is a challenge, but there has been times where I'm kind of looking and thinking, where is this going to go? And then there's other days you see so much of a future for it. So it's very much a roller coaster of owning your own business. And I think any business owner would indicate that as well.
Have you been close to pulling the plug on it at any stage?
The closest I came to pulling the plug, I'd say, would be in the past month or two, when I came to a juncture of balancing college with it. So I had, for January up till August, it was all I focused on. And then I had to always whittle that down into a part-time schedule. So that was the closest I'd come to saying enough is enough here. But I do see potential in it. I think it's worth maintaining at a level for the time being, and that there is a lot of options to be made out of it, even though it is a marketing and recruitment based business as of right now. But like I said, it can be evolved and it can be changed in due course.
Where do you see Market Cloud in the next 5 years?
Very different 5 years today.
Bankrupt.
One thing I definitely say for certain is it won't be the same as what it is today. So I suppose the reality is it'll either be closed up for good or it'll be something completely different in that kind of marketing and recruitment space. So what I do have ambitions to do is to kind of develop that kind of entrepreneurial acumen to spot an opportunity. And like I said, as I'm considering the master's in digital business, to have the kind of the technical skills to develop softwares or develop applications that can fast track this idea, you know. So so while it could be a very different company, like I would definitely consider love the opportunity to run my own company if the timing is right and if the opportunity is right.
So do you think there is any problems with changing your business model or changing like the brand itself?
No, I think in ways it's important to obviously stay with the times and to make sure that your business is always meeting the different needs of customers and broader society. So I think it's important to change, but there is an element of risk in changing your business model, because you're almost rolling the dice again to, will this be a success again or will it flop? So while there is a risk with it, I think it's important to always look for ways to improve it and to evolve it.
And would you have any advice for people that are thinking, you know, I might start up a business but are kind of hemming and hawing about doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. My advice, I suppose, would be to essentially go for it, you know, to not be afraid to take that risk, especially if you're of the same age of in your early 20s like me and you. So I think absolutely, like, there's loads of sports out there, and I think it's important to get their support and expertise of local enterprise offices and wider entrepreneurial supports, because they're experienced in helping potential entrepreneurs to develop businesses, because it's in their own interests to facilitate entrepreneurship in their region. So I think it's bottom line is to, if you have a good idea and you believe it's a good idea, have the confidence to go for it and to be adaptable with your approach, because it can entrepreneurship is a mad field like that. It can change so much, and I suppose as well as that, it's not for everyone. Due to the nature of it, it's not a 9-to-5 kind of gig. It's important to know that there is a lot of extra work to get a venture off the ground, and the kind of the first 6 months or a year can be really consuming from a personal perspective. So like I said, it's not for everyone, but I think if you're young, go for it, I think. But it's kind of different if you have a mortgage or kids are on the horizon. So yeah, I think
That's brilliant. Thanks a million, Patrick, for coming on. Patrick, that sounds so weird. Thanks, Pat, for coming on.
Thanks for you.